Hold on. Don't talk yet. Smith is telling me where the cameras are. All right. Okay, good. Smith says there's no audio pickup, but they can't kill the video without making some alarm bells ring. We'll just have to keep up the charade. Keeping up the charade means not flinching like a schoolgirl when I touch you. Come back here and try to look like you were just startled. Put your face against my hand. Kiss my palm. Look down if you want to talk. Your face is towards one of the cameras. We don't need a lip reader ruining this for all of us. Good. You should be sorry. Do you need to be reminded how important this is? That there are lives on the line? And I don't just mean yours and mine. Get your fucking act together and stop acting like a nun. I'm putting my hand on your waist. Try to be a professional. Much better. I'm willing to forget you trying to sabotage our mission, so long as you don't do it again. Put your arms around me. Because we're married, and that's what married people do at the end of a long, trying day. They take comfort in each other. That's it. Face against my chest, dear, if you want to keep talking. Yes, it's been a long, hard day, and you're taking comfort in your loving husband's arms while he rubs your back and strokes your hair. Don't be so tense. I'm not training you today. I'm not going to pull it. I can feel you shifting. If you're having a stupid idea about pulling away, think about this. Whoever is watching those cameras has no idea what I like from women. If you decide I need to be stern with you, I'll be forced to play along. No, I don't think a little bit of rough sex would blow our cover. I'll point my face towards a camera and say, "Darling, do you remember the safe word? Nice and clear for their analysts. And when I fucked you until you're too exhausted and scared to push me away from you, we'll cuddle ever so sweetly. Let's sit on the bed. I'll hold your hands. Your mouth will be visible to the camera again. And don't be ridiculous. It's too early to go to sleep. You're so tense. You were so good all day. Are you tired? Do you need some stress relief? Is that why you're acting like this? You forget I trained you. Do you think there's anything useful about you that I don't know? I know what you do after a difficult mission. It's fine with me, sweetheart. I just don't think a woman would lie in the bathtub fucking herself with her fingers while her loving husband waited outside with a hard cock to do it for her. Yes, lean into me if you're going to use that kind of language. Perfect. You're tense and distracted and you've forgotten yourself, but I know how to put your head back in the game. It's going to be okay. Lay back. Do you remember when you ignored me and walked straight into that ambush in Manila? I scraped you off that disgusting bathroom floor, splinted your fingers, washed your hair, rehydrated you. 2 days until you could walk again. A week before you could leave the hotel room. I do too. What I don't remember is any time going against my orders has ended well for you. So lay back. That's better. Smile at me. Bite your lip. Your husband is going to take care of you. First, the dress. You don't have anything I haven't washed blood off before, girl. What nice lingerie you wore for me. I appreciate your commitment to the mission. I think these panties can stay on for a while. I'll just rub you through them. That's it. Oh. The fabric is starting to cling to my fingers. I don't know why you don't just listen the first time I say things. I know what you need. Move your hips. No, not like that. I don't think you like it timid and gentle, do you? I've heard you through the wall. I've seen the way you look when I put you on the ground during exercises. You're made for rougher stuff. That's it, good girl. Now, get the bra off. Here, I'll move up over you. They don't need to see more. It's obvious what I'm doing to you. Oh, no, it's still coming off. We're fixing this little problem. We're undercover for another week. And I want the woman that I trained at my side, not this flinching, awkward little girl. That's it. Dig your heels into the bed. Convince me, convince them, you want these panties off. I appreciate you whispering in my ear, girl, but I'm not going to mark your neck. Trust me. Trust that I know what I'm doing. Trust I know what it does when I put my teeth here. You're lucky I turned my earpiece off. Poor Smithy would have fallen out of his chair. You're going to have to wiggle those panties off yourself if you don't want the cameras to see. If I sit back and take them off, well, a good choice. I didn't think I'd be so unwilling to share this view, but I find I am. Must be the ring. God, I can smell you. I don't even have to touch you. Oh, that face, so conflicted. Of course I'm still going to. Put your hands on my shoulders. Don't move them. Oh, fuck. The way your little cunt sucked my finger in. So greedy. And when I press up. And again. God, I love those whines. Needy little thing. Should we finish the rest of the mission this way? Leave the analysis to Smithy. Finish our nights hiding your desperate cunt from the cameras. Take another finger. You wanted this, didn't you? Married couples don't fuck every night. There were a dozen things you could have suggested if you really didn't want me on top of you. My legs holding yours apart. My fingers inside you. My mouth on your neck. No, no, no. Hands on my shoulders. Why would you be stifling your moans with your own husband? I know you're smart. So why didn't you tell me you needed a shower? Or wanted to watch some shows? Or call your mother? You let this happen to you. That's enough. Were you getting to the good part? Look at me. I'm going to make you come on my cock and not before. Marriage is a partnership, remember? This is a partnership. I feel good. You feel good. You obey me, and half a dozen of our operatives don't fucking die in shipping containers in Ukraine. Yeah, I thought so. Let's just get more comfortable, shall we? Fuck, that's it. Yeah, take me. I'm not going to go slow, girl. This isn't supposed to be our first time. You don't need gentle anyway. You need to be fucked until you forget your real name, don't you? Oh, yeah. God, yes. Oh, you can put your hand on your clit. That's fine. You're doing well. Fuck. Oh, I've been wasting time not using you, haven't I? Ah, a perfect agent. A perfect thief. Ah, a perfect little hole to fuck. Oh, you like hearing that. The praise or the degradation? I know, it's both. Yes. God, you're so tight and so talented, so hard-working, and the weakest, most desperate little slut for me, any time I choose. Faster, girl. I'm gonna come. That's right, that's it. Yeah, take it. I know what you need. I know what makes you feel good. You're my agent. I fucking made you. There's nothing worth anything in you that I didn't put there. Remember that. I put you together. Yes, and I can pull you apart. Fucking come for me, girl. Melt my cock. Oh, fuck. Yes. There. That's it. That's my girl. Stay like that. No, don't move yet. Shh. It's all over. It's done. All's forgiven. Here. Unbutton my shirt, put it on. It'll look like you're being just romantic. Go and get cleaned up. The camera in the bathroom's above the mirror if you decide you need to have feelings about this. Toss me out a towel, will you? I'm going to call room service.